My guest today is Josh Varty. Josh, how you doing?
Oh, great. Thanks. Glad to be here.
Where are you from?
So I'm working out of Waterloo, Ontario.
Oh, okay. Ontario's a great place.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And what do you do there?
So I and a friend of mine, we have a startup called Code Connect.
Uh-huh. What's your friend's name?
Amadeus.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's here too. And we've started a company together to build developer tools that make developers more productive. And our latest tool is called Alive.
What does Alive do?
So Alive shows developers exactly what their source code does the moment they write it. So you can imagine going var x equals 5. Well, okay. We show you the value 5 right on the canvas. And the moment you change your code and you manipulate these variables, we show you how these variables change throughout your program.
Oh, kind of like a watch window that's always on top.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like merging debug time and edit time. So you're always debugging, basically.
Okay. What's the advantage? So we already have the watch window.
Yep.
So I have to ask, what's the advantage of this?
So the biggest advantage is that you get this really tight feedback loop. See, when programmers write programs, whether it's for finance or healthcare or mobile apps, we're always manipulating data. It could be a person's name. It could be their social security info. But we never see the data. As programmers, we spend a lot of time imagining how the computer is, you know, executing our code, and we imagine how data flows through our code. And Alive shows you how that data flows through your code.
I see what you say. So the watch window only really takes, nothing goes in there until you're running.
Exactly, until you click F5, you set up your program exactly how it needs to be. We're saying when you write your code for the first time or you're new to a code base, you should click one button, the data should appear within the function and show you exactly what's going on in this code that you're looking at.
Oh, let me see. I'm imagining then that if I had, like, let's say two lines of code, var x equals 5, and the next line of code was x equals 6.
Yep.
Then what I would see the x was 6.
Yeah, you'd see x equals 5 on one line, and then on the next line you'd see x equals 6. So the difference between, you know, putting a breakpoint in your code and Alive is a breakpoint pauses the world and it shows you the value of x at one point in time. Alive shows you the values of your variables over time. So you can imagine, you know, you see both of those x values. And then the question is, you know, what happens if I have a for loop or something like that?
Exactly, yeah. You show all the possible values?
So you can't put that all on the screen. Uh-huh. So what you do is you have a slider, and you can slide backwards and forwards through time so you can see what happens at the first iteration or the last iteration and all the values of variables at each iteration in your program.
Interesting. All right. Are you tapping into Roslyn to do this?
Yes, we are. We're leveraging Roslyn in a big way. So Roslyn is what allows us to, you know, compile their code efficiently, to emit their code, to run their code, you know, in a matter of seconds, even on relatively big projects.
Tell me about that experience working with Roslyn.
It's been very positive. Like a tool like this wouldn't have been possible 5 to 10 years ago. You would have needed to do, you know, what companies like JetBrains do, and that's they throw 40 talented, you know, experienced engineers at this problem. They build a compiler of their own.
Exactly. Today, they're doing the same thing on that Microsoft has already done.
Exactly.
They're duplicating that.
Yeah, they had to redo a lot of that work, and, you know, open sourcing Roslyn made it even easier to consume. So we've been excited with every move that the team has made lately.
What was the biggest challenge in doing this?
The biggest challenge was facing the wide variety of projects that can be thrown at you. So the way someone develops an ASP.NET MVC project is a lot different than someone who's building, you know, a compiler or, you know, a decompiler or some other obscure thing. You know, you've got these new technologies like Windows 10, and they've got portable class libraries that have to be executed in certain ways. And every day we're finding new kinds of projects that we have to build support for.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to make this a universal thing.
Absolutely.
Is this for C# code?
Yeah.
Is it VB or F#?
It could be for VB, and it probably will be at some point, but currently it's C#, Visual Studio 2015 and 2013. So we had to do a lot of backporting to get Roslyn working in Visual Studio 2013 because it's not supported natively.
Does the user have to do something to install Roslyn in 2013?
The user downloads our extension, and then everything should just work out of the box for them. We ship Roslyn with our extension if they have 2013.
Interesting. Are you This is a business where you're selling.
That's correct. Yeah. So we launched version 1.0 in November for individuals who want to use their license, you know, commercially for themselves. It's $99.
Okay.
If you're a business who wants to purchase it for your employees and the business holds ownership of the license, it's $300.
Okay. What if it's much shorter?
So there is a 30. There wasn't before, but there now is a 30-day trial, and you can test it out and see if it worked for you.
Tell me a little about the business that you're doing. Are you raising capital for it?
So we're bootstrapping this. We're doing this all through our own funds. We raised $25,000 at a pitch competition through our school, the University of Waterloo. But outside of that, it's bootstrapping it. So when we first launched this project, we put it up with nothing more than an intro video, and we asked, you know, people, will you pay for this? And people put forward money, and, you know, we had, you know, our first 50 customers that way, and that's sort of what helped us get the money to, you know, pay for ramen noodles and build
okay.
it up.
And it's just the two of you, right?
That's correct.
Can we get the Amadeus on this camera here?
Yeah.
Can I pull one of your Amadeus?
Sorry, I was a little bit late.
No, that's all right. Now, Josh was just telling me how he did all the work.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that true?
No, that's not true. No, it's been a lot of fun. We both share code. We learn from each other. Josh initially learned a lot about Rosalie, a lot more about GUI, and then we just share the knowledge. We both grow as developers.
So you guys are both developers and you're both business owners?
Yes.
All right. How's that working out? Is that did you have any experience with business before?
No.
You were technical guys, right?
That's
you
right.
You had a CS degree from work.
Yeah. It's learning a lot of things.
It's learning
a lot. Yeah, you learn a lot every day.
So. What was the biggest thing you had to learn?
Change the mindset to go out to people and to them and sell. Another thing, making movies in Premiere.
Making movies? What does that have to do with this?
We're trying to raise awareness about Alive. So we're shooting movies of us doing various things in coding and using Alive for that. And we also had to make promotional videos.
Oh, give me an example of doing various things in coding.
So he's just saying, like, we need to, in order to, Alive is often better shown than explained. So
screencasts.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, okay. So we're building a lot of screencasts. He's learning a lot of technical knowledge behind how to do the editing for us and build all that stuff out.
George has a video blog about using Project Roslyn.
Yeah.
And I have a video blog about using Windows 10 and Raspberry Pi.
Well, tell me where that is, where you are.
It's on YouTube. My channel is called Coding with Amadeus.
And mine's called Josh Vardy. I guess if you look up Learn Roslyn now, you'll find it.
How's the business going so far?
It's been good. Yeah. We were seeing a lot of positive reception. We gave our talk here earlier this afternoon, and it was a packed house, and we were really, really pleased with the reception and everything.
And it means a lot to us when people from all over the world tell us that this is great and it helps them.
Excellent. You're at version 1.0 right now, or where?
That's correct, and just after version 1.0. So we do weekly releases. That's sort of a gift of having a small team, is you can release super fast. So
yeah.
When there's a bug, our customers are usually happy to see that it's fixed, you know, within the week kind of things.
What's the next big feature in this?
So the next big feature, I would say, is probably running, you know, other programming languages. So that probably won't come for a few months, but we had an intern we hired recently to develop, you know, building a live for TypeScript and JavaScript and supporting other languages.
Oh, JavaScript. Okay. Does Roslyn support JavaScript?
Not really. No, we got into the TypeScript compiler, which is also open source. It's not as beautiful as an architecture as Roslyn, but it's all there. It's smaller. But it's been a positive experience working with that team, too. So.
Excellent. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And enjoy the conference.
Thanks. I think one of the most exciting things that we've learned through our journey is how exciting it is to build a technology group with your friends. Mm-hmm.